This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the fine jazz people with ties to New Mexico, like singer Chris Calloway.
Hey folks, here's a story about Minnie LaMoo. She was a low-down hoochie-coochie. She was the wolf's toughest frail. Minnie had a heart big as a whale.
Singer and actress Chris Calloway knows about shadows and light. As one of the daughters of the late world-renowned bandleader and singer Cab Calloway, of Minnie the Moocher and Heidi Ho Orchestra fame, Chris has lived part of her life in his long shadow, part of it trying to escape from that shadow, and she says frankly, part of her life trying to shine a light on her dad's legacy. In addition to managing the difficult emotional terrain of being a celebrity daughter, Chris has also been challenged by cancer, the death of her only son to complications from drug addiction, and recurring bouts of depression. But the light-drenched landscapes of New Mexico and her music have proved to be healing tonics for Chris Calloway. She told Mark Weber that when her stage performance as Billie Holiday brought her to New Mexico in 1993, she sensed something right away.
Every audience that I had in Santa Fe, the feeling was that they were just so open-hearted. There was so much compassion in the audience collectively. I just literally fell in love. And I moved in September.
Wow.
And I've been there ever since.
So it was a people thing more than a landscape thing.
Well, people, but the land too. I had some downtimes that were kind of intense, and the experience turned out to be one, like, if I had a downtime in New York, I mean, you could hit that pavement, and it was brutal. You know, depression in New York is just hard. And I ran into a dark time in Santa Fe, and it was just kind of like, started heading for the ground, and right, just metaphorically, right before I, you know, smashed into what I thought was the pavement, it was like these arms just reached out and caught me and then just gently laid me on the ground.
What do you learn from being depressed?
Well, now I learned that it's an exercise in surrender, that this too shall pass. I've been doing a little Buddhist meditation, and you sit there, and it's a great exercise because, oh, my knee hurts. It's like, let it go. And next thing you know, it's gone. And it's kind of like taught my little brain that, you know, the energies of life come and go. The light comes, the dark comes, the up comes, the down comes. And so now I can get depressed and just, honey, just be about as depressed as anything you have ever seen. And just be all in it. It's just like, why avoid it? And I know that it will pass.
So it sounds like you had to almost go back and rewire yourself.
Well, I actually last year I had a recurrence of breast cancer. And we were due for some chemotherapy. That was pretty intense. Oh, I'm going to die. You know, like on the, oh, God, I'm going to die. This is so terrible. My cancer's back. I'm going to die. You know, the little voice in my head said, and? It's like, don't mock me. Please don't mock me. This is so serious. The voice goes, I am so not mocking you. I am telling you, of course, you are going to die. What do you think? You're going to get out of here alive? So the question then becomes, Chris, how are you going to live? And what kind of value are you going to place on each and every moment? How are you going to see your relationships? What is going to be your value in the world? What have you contributed? Is your heart open? Are you compassionate? Are you forgiving? If I'm going to go to hell, it's a place where no one will forgive me.
How do you explain to young people who your dad was?
Now Joe, you slide to give his one to use it live. Beef to the stud on your ride. He thinks he's hip, but ain't his jive is out of date. Hip him so he can get mellow. Jive, study, jive.
Cab Calloway used to get on the stage in full dress tails that were lime green or canary yellow with matching shoes. And he was just Dapper Dan. There's no question about it, you see. And, of course, his dance moves, you know, I've got films of him at the Zanzibar Cafe in New York City. And, 1939, doing the moonwalk. He is and was the original Elvis Presley. He is and was the original Michael Jackson. He was the original frontman, the original Mick Jagger, that didn't play an instrument, but totally commanded the attention and controlled the audience all the way.
What did you learn from working with your father so many years?
I think the importance of respecting your audience. His whole thing was you never turn your back on your audience. He would say to me, "You can't turn your back on your audience like that. Don't ever do that again." And I said, but I have to turn around. He said, "No, you don't." He said, "The audience is there, and if they weren't there, you wouldn't be there. You owe everything to your audience. Everything." When we worked together, and you talk about being in between a rock and a hard place. I mean, a 70-year-old Cab Calloway would come out and charm the audience four or five numbers, and then he'd introduce his daughter. "Well, honey, you better have something to say. You better be able to hold your own." So because his energy was always up here, I was always trying to equate his energy up there. It's taken me years to get over that, so that now that I have my own energy.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
Singer Chris Calloway. She talked with Mark Weber, and there's lots more online at newmexicojazz.org. Chris talks about working with young singers and how to gauge the skill of a backing band, plus more stories about her dad, Cab Calloway, all at newmexicojazz.org, where all these jazz profiles are stored. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council and Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. I'm Paul Ingalls.